We've spent so long emphasizing just the descriptions, that's all we see. So we simply reorient ourselves to focusing on clarity. And if we've spent decades focusing on descriptions, then it's going to take a while for this new perspective to start to outshine that old way of behaving. And the initial recognition might be two things happening at the same time, like for me, frustration, boredom and anger, and clarity, of completely relaxed ease at the same time. And the more you rely on the four mainstays, you see that it's not two things, it's the same thing. And then ultimately all that's recognized is the openness of clarity. And things like boredom, that is the energy of life. And just because you've labeled it boredom for decades, that's what it seems to be. But that sensation is no different to great joy and happiness. It's no different. The feeling of boredom is no different to fear, joy, happiness. And we just train ourselves, you know, like something happens and it's anger, and then it's, I'm angry because so-and-so said this. I'm not going to speak to them for 3 months, then they'll know how angry they made me, and perhaps they won't behave that way before. And then you start thinking about all of the times you were angry before, and you'll never be able to overcome this anger. And then you're off into this world of anger, and there's lots of things that back it up. But you see, at any point in that train of thought, the opportunity to relax and recognize clarity is present. So there's no fault, there's no way out. But it does take a little bit of commitment in the beginning. It's really important to see that the solutions that we have for anything in life, based on conventional intelligence, in nearly every case they're based on blaming, judging, criticizing ourselves and others. And that really is no basis for positive change, because there will always be people who don't agree with those actions and think that their behaviour and what they're engaged in is completely fine. And so, you know, you will always come up against that when you're relying on point of view intelligence. Even if you have the most amazing solution to any problem from that perspective, there will always be people who won't go along with it. The first thing in any endeavour has to be each individual truly accessing freedom from their own points of view, because otherwise that will always hold you back. It's really important to bring it back to your own experience, and that's why this practice is so compelling, is because we never ask you to believe a single thing that's being said here, but we do ask you to put forward and test the suggestions in your own experience. And then you know if it works or not. The reason it's spreading like wildfire all over the world is because it works. It works. You put in you take on board the suggestions, and the bottom line is, maybe after a few years, is complete stability and well-being no matter what's going on in your life. That's just the beginning. And it never stops getting better and better. And so if you are open to the suggestions, then you're very lucky, because not everyone is. Yeah, I it's still a miracle that I was open, because I'm so stubborn, and so I am always right. I'm always right, even when I'm not, I'm always right. And so for me to sit there and to have somebody not take up my argument and just say, thank me for my opinions, and say, well, just show up. You know, all the wind was taken out of my sails. I was ready for a big argument. I had all my books and reading to back me up. And none of that was necessary. But what was necessary was that I tested everything. I tested the four mainstays and found the most amazing result. So it's up to each one of you, but it makes you very, very powerful.